share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Previously, the Singaporean and Malaysian governments announced that a VTL will be opening up between the two countries. Now, they have announced that the VTL is accessible to all starting from the 20th of December. In a press release by the Singaporean Ministry of Trade and Industry on the 14th of December, they said that starting from the 20th of December 2021, Singapore citizens will be able to enter Malaysia, and Malaysia citizens will be able to enter Singapore. Prior to this, only citizens, permanent residents and long-term pass holders of the country were able to travel via the VTL, land. Meaning to say that Malaysians who are working in Singapore can apply for the VTL and go back to Malaysia and vice versa. The protocols remain the same and they are a negative COVID-19 PCR or ART test 2 days prior to departure, filling up the SG arrival card up to 72 hours before arrival in Singapore, COVID-19 test upon arrival in Singapore, supervised COVID-19 ARTs on days 3 and 7, self-administered COVID-19 ARTs on days 2, 4, 5 and 6. For more information, you can access the cheat sheet here. Their trade and industry minister Gan Kim Yong has said, the primary objective of the land VTL so far is to provide opportunities for families to be reunited. So, people should consider it carefully if they are going for day trips or short trips, as there will be testing regimes in place, reported today online. The VTL does seem very appealing for day trips. However, one will still need to be tested prior to departure and after arriving in Singapore. Do you think that it is worth it? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Malaysian siblings reunite with parents in a heartwarming surprise after being separated for 2 years. Source: Channel News Asia. Source: Sinar Harian. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.